Nebraska, get ready to feel the pride. Love Nebraska Volleyball is back January 2026, representing the entire state, featuring some of the best players in the world, including Nebraska's own Jordan Larson, Lexi Rodriguez, and Jaylee Winters. Massive blocks, long rallies, and a statewide fan base that shows up loud. This is a season you don't want to miss. Tickets available now. Visit lovenab.com/iHeart.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to uncovering the truth and addressing the issues facing both Christians and non-Christians in today's world. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Again, folks, and we have donations. If you get anything out of today's podcast or any one of our podcasts, please think about donating. We have a PayPal, a Cash App, a Venmo account, and then, of course, if you like, you can buy me a cup of coffee. You could even do that. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. I have to say that so that the podcast police does not come after me. So there you go, folks. Today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about what's going on in the world. So this will be an open podcast, one of the very few times. I have several hundred podcast folks, but this one will be an open podcast. And this podcast will be talking to you about what's going on in the world right now. We have all kinds of crazy things going on in the world, but what is going on in the world? And again, it's important that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So that'll be what this podcast is about. Besides all the, I like to say, all the drama and the garbage going on in the world, we don't have very long. The most important thing in the world is that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That's the most important thing that you do while you're alive, because once you die, it's too late. And I tell people, please, please, please don't wait until you die. You know, we have multiple things going on in the world here, folks. I'll just cover things. I'm going to cover things quickly because I want to get to my main message. But we have Iran. They're conducting surprise missile drills and tests. Rising among tensions with Israel. They're doing that. That's one thing among the many things that are going on. And Israel is sending again, Benjamin Netanyahu's coming over to pressure Trump to attack Iran, to attack Iran. See, you have to understand what's going on in the big scheme of things. The big scheme of thing is we're controlled here in the United States. We're controlled by the Zionist government of Israel. It's no longer the United States. It is the United States of Israel. And that's where we're at right now. And people don't understand that. And that's what's going on with the United States. Also, there's the United States could ship ballistic missiles over to that's what they're thinking about, shipping them over to the Ukraine, and they could hit, which they will. They'll launch an attack. They'll launch an attack, and they'll, and this is what, and they did this in World War II, folks. I study history just enough to be dangerous, and I can tell you. Back in World War II, I'm going to tell you a little story very quickly, and this is before the bombing of 1941, December 7th at Pearl Harbor, just before that. Over in Europe, and this is Great Britain, and this is the Allies over there, over in Great Britain, they were getting attacked by Germany, and Europe was getting their butts kicked. they're getting their asses kicked, excuse my language, their butts kicked on a silver platter, folks. They were, until we got involved in the United States. We took some heavy losses, but we got involved. Once we got involved in the United States, things changed. You know, we had a lot of good generals in the United States, and a lot of people don't realize that. We had General George S. Patton. He was one of the most brilliant generals in the United States Army. They had the general on the German side was Rommel. Rommel even attended, I believe, he attended military school here in the United States. Very, very, very highly intelligent general. For Hitler over there. So again, you had some very brilliant generals going after one another or going back and forth. It wasn't until we became involved, once we became involved, then things started to change. But Japan and they did a hell of a job on, when they bombed here and they bombed December 7th, 1941, and people don't understand that, and they just cannot grasp the reality. But that's what's going on. Trump's going to get us involved in a war. He's going to send missiles again, ballistic missiles over to Ukraine. Also, this nonsense going on about we think we can capture and take over Venezuela. Well, let me just tell you a little bit of news about Venezuela, just for a minute or two. I don't want to digress too bad here. But over in Venezuela, what's going on over there is they have armed millions, and I repeat, millions of millions.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Millions of people. We go into Venezuela, our troops, we might bomb the living crap out of them like we always do. We go in and we start bombs. That they do a scout. Right now they use drones to scout things out, try to find a weakness, and try to locate targets. That's what they do. They use the drones. And then they'll send in planes to bomb with the escorts. They'll send in a bombing crew. They'll start bombing, and they call that what they do is they soften up the ground. Once things are soft and they think they're soft and they're weak enough after bombing and bombing, you know, hundreds of bombs, they'll send the ground troops in. But what they're not anticipating and they're not paying attention is over in Venezuela, Maduro, the president over there, is arming the citizens of Venezuela. So there's millions of millions. They probably have, what, 30 million or 40 million people over in Venezuela alone. I think it's like 30 million. They have quite a few people over there. And they're going to go in there, and they're going to go head to the main city, Caracas. That's where they have all the oil, and they have this and that, and gold and mineral-rich earth. There's a lot of reasons to go in there. Besides that, they have the thick oil over there, and they have the world's oil supply. They've tried this regime change probably about, what, 8 or 10 times or more in 30 years. They've tried this and tried this and keep failing, and the CIA and all kinds of different services go in their secret services, and they try to espionage, and they try all kinds of crap, and they can't get rid of the established government because guess what? The people don't want a regime change over there in Venezuela. And I know Israel is pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing because they're afraid. But guess what? Guess what, folks? it ain't going to happen. If Trump goes in there, it's going to be another Vietnam War. So there's another reason, you know, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, not to mention, you know, Bruin in China, Japan. Japan has started pursuit in starting up some of the nuclear weapons that would bring, you know, China warns that Japan's nuclear weapons would be a disaster to the world. But again, it's floating acquiring nukes because, again, China is overstepping its bounds and they're going and they're saying, here, come and get me, come and get me. They're tempting Japan. And I tell you what, Japan's a Asian country that isn't going to play around, not like the United States. It takes the United States 30 or 60 days to build up before they can launch an attack, and they build up tens of thousands of troops. Japan could have things ready to go in a week or two, and that's how that goes, and a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of these Asian countries can build up, and they're already on 24-hour standby, and they can go. And again, you know, again with the Russia-Ukraine war, there's just stuff going all over the place. And then they also have a new strain of COVID out called COVID-25. It's worse than, it affects you differently than COVID-19. So there's lots and lots and lots of reasons here, folks, why you should give your life to Jesus Christ. And I hope everyone listening to this podcast will please take this seriously. And listen to me, and please listen to me. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, repeat after me. Here's a prayer, folks. Dear God, I come to you admitting that I'm a sinner. I believe in your Son, Jesus, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe he rose from the dead, so I can be justified and made righteous through faith in him, Jesus. I choose to follow you, and I ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, congratulations and welcome to the family of God. If you prayed the prayer for the first time, please contact me and I'll pray for you at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews, all one word, @protonmail.com. God bless you for praying that prayer, folks. And that's what's going on. That's why you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior right now. You need to accept him. There's so much crap going on in the world. It's unforgivable. It's just the world, we could be blown to smithereens at any time, folks. And a lot of people don't understand that. And like I said, Trump's being pressured by the Ukrainian. He was nothing but an actor and a comedian before. Zelensky, President Zelensky, that's running Ukraine now. He's an establishment. He needs to be taken out to the woodshed and he needs to be spanked good. He needs to get away. And they need to remove him permanently. Russia's trying to be a logical country, and Ukraine just wants to fight. And he's doing that because he's making billions of dollars. And don't forget that. Europe's paying him off. We're paying him. Billionaires are paying him to keep going. The Zionist Jews are paying him. Everybody's paying Zelensky. That's why he will not stop the war until he's gone or he's deceased. And that's how that goes. So, folks, if you like today's message, again, God bless you. Welcome to the podcast. I pray you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I pray you and your family have a fantastic and wonderful Christmas. God bless you. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and thanks for joining us. God bless you, and bye for now.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.